So we tell the stories about the Rebbe Yitzchak Bender. So before Rebbe Yitzchak, talk about when Eval and his father-in-law, they were very, very poor. And his daughter Aaron, his daughter, the oldest daughter of Eval, Fega, who became the wife of Rebbe Yitzchak, she was known in her. She was a big tzaddikah, and Mama, she was a very tznua, very modest, a big tzaddikah. And there were a lot of shidduchim coming up to grab her, but she was a good girl. Yeah, she was a smart girl, and a very, very special woman. One day, a Balaam came back from the forest to the house. He used to work in the forest, all days to work, serve Hashem. To work Hashem in the forest, serve Hashem in the forest. And his wife and his daughters accepted him. They all greeted him with a happy face. And they said, finally, now we're going to finish, we can get out of our poverty. How come? Because the owner of the forest was Jewish, and he was very, very rich, very rich, and he was a big time. Also, and he said he wants our daughter Fega to marry his son, which also Tam Chacham. And the Bachur, it's true, the Bachur is Beit Chacham, but he's also a little bit modern. The Bachur, a little bit modern. He dressed a little bit modern. Maybe he fixes the payas nicely. He wears the modern clothing. I don't know exactly what, but he's a little bit modern. But what did he do? It says here exactly. He cut his beard a little bit to make it a little bit neat, but he's a very big time chacham and everything. And besides, he's also a businessman. Besides the fact he's a chacham, he's a businessman and his father's stuff. And now finally we'll be able to get out of our poverty. Of course, we can't ignore such a thing. And Balaam sat there quietly. And then he said, no, not on such a chatan. I've been pouring my tears all my years. The money did not appeal to him. B'chal, a person should ask Hashem with all his might that money will not be his decisions in life should not be based on money. And if I have money here, I'll do this. If I don't have money, I won't do it. I'll do other things. Decisions of a person in life should be based on serving Hashem. And Hashem gives panasa wherever you need. Is this what you need to serve Hashem? He will give you panasa right over there. It's true, not for such a chatan, for such a son-in-law, like that person who cut his beard that Rabban was searching for. But a chatan like a Levi Yitzchak Bender, he was praying for. And his prayers were accepted in Shemayim. And they were thanking Hashem, they married so much, they had to be. Chatan like a Levi Yitzchak Bender was a big tzaddik. And he got married, Levi Yitzchak married his Rabban's wife, Fega. And after he got married, Rebbe Yitzchak lived in Kivlitch, and he stayed. He was eating at his father-in-law's table. His father-in-law was feeding him, basically kest, it's called. He was eating kest from his father. And all those years, he didn't have to work or anything. He used to serve all for Avodat Hashem. He used to say that the first year, he didn't know anything, and he married to finish almost most of Shas that year, and all the four parts of Shulchan Aruch. People should do Shulchan Aruch. We should do Shulchan Aruch every day. Rabbeinu said that someone can do the big Shulchan Aruch, at least do the small books that we do.
You go through the whole thing every year.
No, Rabbeinu didn't say ultimately, but he said that. But Rabbeinu said at least two halachas a day. That's what Rabbeinu said. You do that. Shavuot is the Shulchan Aruch. What do you mean? Shavuot is written on the Shulchan Aruch. I'm part of it. But and all the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbeinu said, not only all the not the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But it's all also good. If someone does asr to halachas, I'm sure it's considered keeping the point, because that's all keeps halachot. Actually, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is even sometimes better than Mishnah Berurah, because if someone could get out of it, the practical halacha more. So also good, just do halacha of the day. Do halacha of the day. But ultimately, definitely put into Shulchan Aruch. I don't know what to do, so I'll show you. His father-in-law, Rabbaon, knew that pearl that he brought into the house, this diamond that he had in the house, and he was willing to give him everything. There was only one problem. He had nothing to give. I will give you everything if I have. Okay. He didn't have enough of his own food. He had to feed the son-in-law and his daughter. So, well, Levi Yitzchak explained, the first year I got married, he promised me that I'll have food every day, that I could sit and learn without any problem. That was the minhag in those days, that first year at least, the father-in-law just, and that tzaddik was so poor, didn't miss even one day of his promise. Every single day, even though it was so poor, every single day he managed to bring food for me and have good food to eat so I could have a sitting room. And he gave him a mash, he gave him good food every day. Now he didn't know all this. He's giving the food in the room alone. So he asked his father, even without his wife, he asked his father, why should I eat the family? I want to eat the wife and the people. No, it disturbs your learning. You're sitting and learning, I'll bring you your food, you'll eat it. He gave him really expensive food. And all after the year, he understood that he gave them the food. They didn't have money to give everyone that food. Everyone ate dry bread. And he ate expensive food. But once he knew, I know, why did they hide it from him? Because they knew that if he knows, he won't be willing to eat it. That's why they hid it from him, and he won't know that that's what they're eating, and that's what he's eating. So,
his wife also gave him the drug, right?
Yes, he did promise her the food. She was willing. Cartoons like this.